This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. My sleep pattern has changed as I have aged, and I guess, you know, I've changed as well. But listen, for the most part, I go to bed quite early, sometime between 8 and 9 in the evening. I'm not making that up. There's some bedtime reading involved, but by 9 o'clock, it's lights out and no reading under the covers. And come dawn, hey, I'm up. Dogs and cats follow me. They follow me to the kitchen as I prepare an environmental disaster called making coffee, grind some beans, boil some water, and great God Almighty. What a mess. Okay, but you know, between putting that book down at night and then the making of that coffee disaster in the morning, I wake up usually around 2 a.m. And that's when I start my worrying about the world, but closer to home as well. I mean, border wall, razor wire in the desert, copper mines in the mountains. I worry about water. I worry about plants. I worry about animals, and sometimes even humans. I try to stay in bed. You know, it's winter, and two people in bed, that's important. It's about warmth. And kitties in bed are okay for warm feet, but another human being is best. So I stay. And instead of counting sheep or reciting the alphabet backwards and forwards, I think of favorite animals like box turtles or kangaroo rats or spadefoot toads, or favorite plants, verbena goodenii, tumi oaks, Arizona yellowbells. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Arizona yellowbells with the common name of Esperanza, hope. It means hope. And yeah, and I think of that, and I think of the wonderful places I've seen that plant in the wild, in the mules, in the Catalinas, you know, and then I finally start to fade off back to bed. It's in the Bignoniaceae, and I get sleepy. And its name, Tacoma, comes from the Navajo word, and then I fade off to sleep. But listen, I don't always need flora and fauna to find peace to get back to sleep. One recent winter night, I woke up at worry o'clock. It was very quiet, unusually quiet. The night was silent. It was this large silence. I listened to that silence and said out loud, "Snow." The warm body next to me stirred. I quietly said, "Snow again." I slipped out of bed and looked out the bedroom window at snow falling and snow covering the ground. I crawled back in bed and listened to the silence of snow. No worries. Deserts flourished untouched. Animals moved about freely. And I fell into a deep sleep on a silent winter night near the banks of the Ohio. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.